My guest at this time is Dr. Mike Evans, longtime Middle East expert, longtime personal friend of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He's also the author of many books, including Atomic Iran, and we want to get his thoughts as reports over the past few days have suggested a great deal of conversation, much of it very public by the government in Israel, but a possible preemptive strike against Iran's growing nuclear weapons program. And Dr. Evans, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg.
Well, I know from my previous conversations with you, as well as early reports we're expecting from the upcoming report from the International Atomic Energy Agency, that Iran's progress on this program is going to be more disturbing than ever. Is that the primary reason we're hearing this very public chatter?
No. Fundamentally, as I said on the last interview I did with you, that the attack was imminent. We knew that Israel was preparing for the nuclear attack. When I use the term imminent, I'm not talking about in the next 2 days. I said it would happen within the next 12 months. A couple Israeli intelligence people that were let go, it appears, have leaked the information, trying to see if they could hinder Israel from doing the attack.
So this was not a strategic development where they're speaking publicly. This was other elements who don't wish for such an attack to succeed if one happens.
Precisely. I talked to the Prime Minister's office, and they told me that, and I can't say the names of the individuals, but there's two particular individuals formerly with the government that are liberal left individuals who they believe have leaked intelligence information to the secular press.
And so what does that do now for potential Israeli plans for a preemptive strike?
It'll happen. Number one, sometimes these things can work to Israel's benefit rather than its disadvantage because of public support. It'll still happen. The information that was released wasn't existential, but the reality is Israel's been moving towards the attack. We knew that with the hostage release plan. We knew that with a lot of things that have been going on with the state of Israel in light of this. Listen, I'm the guy that has met with probably more Iranian officials than anybody. I've met with all the past Iranian cabinet ministers and most of the present ones, including the president of Iran. So I'm familiar with how serious the threat is, and I'm also familiar with Israel's situation.
We're talking with Dr. Mike Evans. And Dr. Evans, in terms of what a strike would consist of, there was chatter, of course, here in the United States a few years ago about whether a military option ought to be on the table. And one of the arguments against it is that Iran learned from the Israeli attack on Iraq back in 1981 to take out that nuclear facility. And perhaps even the Syrian situation just a few years ago, that a lot of this stuff is underground and that a bombing raid wouldn't have nearly the same impact. What do we know about the Iranian facilities as to whether or not such an effort would have the results that we would hope for?
Well, number one, it's not correct, because the situation in Iran is Israel, number one, they know where all the nuclear reactors are. The missile systems they have and the bombing capabilities can be extremely pinpointed. They could damage those reactors and set the program back 6 to 10 years. Now, A. B, the retaliatory mechanism for the attack is not the state of Israel, but the United States. The United States has already committed to the Gulf oil states. They would protect them. So the U.S. would use ICBMs to knock out approximately 1,100 retaliatory targets to keep Iran from being able to retaliate. This would be damaging the center of gravity for world terror, because Iran's ability to damage Afghanistan, Iraq, etc., would be greatly hindered, not to speak of the fact it would be multi-billion dollar damage to Iran's radar systems, nuclear systems, etc.
How would other nations in the region respond? I know a lot of them, like you just mentioned, do not want Iran to have the weapon, but at the same time, of course, they have to publicly denounce Israel as much as humanly possible. So what would their official responses be?
Plausible deniability. The Saudis, the Iranians told me this year in New York that the Saudis hate them more than they hate the Jews. They also told me that in the Wahhabi religion, if you kill 7 Shia, you can go to paradise. Listen, the Iranians just attempted to blow up the Saudi embassy and kill the ambassador. This is an act of war against Saudi Arabia, as is it is of attempting to blow up the Israeli embassy. So the attack's going to happen. The Saudis want it desperately. The Gulf oil states want it. The United States will protect them. They'll protect the Persian Gulf. The U.S. won't commit troops, nor will they commit planes over Iran per se. They'll use the AWACS radar installations, and they'll use ICBMs. And Obama will go to the roof in the polls. Obama's rating will go through cyberspace, because when he uses ICBMs against a terrorist state, the American people are going to rally behind him, especially because he, in essence, is standing behind Israel.
Very interesting perspective. I want to get your thoughts on one more thing before we let you go, Dr. Evans. You mentioned how well you've met with Iranian officials past and present. One of the things we've recently seen is this increasing friction, at least on the public face, between the mullahs and President Ahmadinejad. What's really going on there, and what's likely to happen?
Yes, in fact, there is. There's a battle between the mullahs that's similar to the battle between the Pentagon and the State Department. And the mullahs are trying to prevail. They're trying to move him out. He's fired a lot of their fair-headed boys that they had in power, and now they're moving to a different level. But he survived a lot of attempts in the past. He could, in fact, survive this one. I personally believe he won't. I believe Ahmadinejad is going to be out of power probably within the next 6 months or earlier. And I think the mullahs want him out because they want to get the world off of their back. Now the U.S. is talking about the central bank, sanctioning the central bank. This is the danger for the mullahs, because they're very rich people and their money's going to be tied up. They're going to try to make Ahmadinejad the fall guy. The reality is the Israeli strike could happen before Ahmadinejad is sacrificed.
Very interesting, and a lot of it coming, if that timetable is pretty accurate, in just the next few months here. Dr. Evans, thank you very much for being with us.
You're all the best, Greg. Best to you.
Thank you, sir. Dr. Mike Evans, longtime Middle Eastern expert, longtime personal friend of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel. He's the author of many books, including Atomic Iran. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.